Now to Illinois, where former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has finally had a jury come in. After 2 months of testimony and 2 weeks of deliberation, a jury found Blagojevich guilty on just one of 24 corruption charges, and the jury said they couldn't agree on 23 others. The government immediately announced plans for a retrial on the remaining charges. Blagojevich celebrated the verdict, and he continued to slam the federal case against him as a witch hunt.
We have a prosecutor who is wasted and wants to spend tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to keep persecuting me, persecuting my family, take me away from my little girls, as well as take my home away from us.
Joining us to talk more about this is Mary Mitchell. She's a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, and she's on the line with us from her office in Chicago. Welcome back to you.
Thank you.
Now, the deliberations lasted for 2 weeks, and the jury couldn't reach agreement, as we said, on 23 of the 24 charges. How surprising was that?
Well, it was surprising to some, was not surprising to me. I must say, all along, I've said that the problem here was going to be no smoking gun. You have 500 hours of wiretap information, tapes that people could listen to that clearly showed the governor, if nothing else, had a very foul mouth. And it says some pretty damaging things, but no, you couldn't connect that to anything that he received. He didn't get an ambassadorship. He didn't get any money into his campaign coffers. He didn't. The government could not show what he got for the corruption. So I think that was very critical in this case because it was so complicated. Jurors had to see, well, what did he get, and they could not find it. And I think that was the major problem here.
So the argument was that the one count that he was convicted on, which was filing false statements, that was clear that he did make a false statement
I think that's something that any juror, having listened to the evidence and the testimony from his aides, could clearly say in their own mind, beyond a reasonable doubt. But the other, the other counts that they had, and you know, there were 20-some-odd counts, 24 counts in all, you know, they couldn't connect the dots. And that's a problem, because if you're in a jury room and you are deliberating, you have to be sure that you don't have any doubt. The moment doubt enters your mind, you can't convict someone.
Well, how is the news that the prosecution says that it is immediately going to retry him on the additional charges? How is that news being received? From what you can tell.
I think this is a public relations nightmare for the prosecutors. And the reason I say that is because we are dealing with a city that is in the middle of a crisis in terms of violence. People are being killed daily, young people, 7, 9, 12, 13 years old, three policemen shot in a two-month period, lack of police officers on the street, and even a mayor. Mayor Daley came out and recently criticized the federal government for not doing enough to get the gangs and the criminals off the street. And then you have them saying immediately they're going to drag an ex-governor back into court to retry a case that clearly they blew. They blew this case. They did not bring out the kind of witnesses and the top guns that they said that they had in this case. We didn't see Rahm Emanuel. We didn't see Jesse Jackson Jr. We didn't see Tony Resco. We didn't see any of these big names that apparently were involved in whatever corrupt dealings, according to the government. We didn't see them take the stand. And I think that that's going to be a problem going forward in terms of public relations. It's a public relations nightmare.
And finally, Mary, that in announcing this case, a prosecutor said that the conduct was so despicable it would make Abraham Lincoln roll over in his grave. You know, does anybody still think that?
I doubt it. I obviously, the 12 people who sat in that jury room did not think that. And those are the people that counted.
And finally, is there any indication that the prosecution is going to back off on their stance, that they're immediately going to go forward, given that there's been this kind of outcry?
I don't think that the prosecution cares one little whit about what the public outcry is. I think what they're concerned about is that they spent all this money, and now they have to justify putting this case on trial. They are going to go back into court, and they're going to try it all over again. The horror is going to be if they try it all over again and the same thing happened. I just don't think with the evidence they presented the first time around, if they redo that, then they're going to come back, I think, with another hung jury.
Mary Mitchell is a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. She joined us by phone from her office in Chicago. Mary, thanks again.
Thank you.